Rivas. We have head coach, representative head coach, Paul Mastrani, to answer questions. We're going to start with Crystal Hall with a statement. What are your thoughts on the match?
No, I think it was one of our more complete performances this year. I thought one of our greatest attributes was the reaction we had when the ball turned over, and we were able to really settle into the game and kind of dictate the game with the ball, which is really important. I think the guys up front did a fantastic job of creating some really good opportunities, overall, and then obviously then dealing with the red card, that showed a lot of character in the group and the way they navigated some tough moments. But again, I think it was one of our more complete performances against one of the best teams in this league, and it speaks volumes to the character and the quality that we have in mind.
We're now going to open the floor for questions before we go to Zoom. Any questions on the floor?
Pablo, what was the mood like at halftime? Because you'd had more of the ball, you had the better chances, but you didn't have a goal. You've been down that road with Seattle before. Were people encouraged because of the way it had gone, or discouraged because you hadn't finished?
No, I think definitely encouraged. Again, I think we did a lot of what we wanted to do with the ball, and it was the final pass or the shot that kind of let us down. And you know, at home, knowing that in the 60th minute, the game's going to open up. And I think the second goal is case in point, where it's going to open up. Chicho got on the back shoulder, probably played a beautiful team. And then Chicho's quality finished it. And I think the first goal as well, we found a lot of space between the lines. And again, it goes back to what I've been saying all years. A good defending team translates into a good attacking team. And when you have 10 guys that have been behind the ball working hard for each other, you're going to find yourself in good situations to break and break into space. And so the mood was good. We made a couple adjustments with how they were looking to find Ruiz and making sure that one of our center backs were dealing with that. But other than that, I think our spacing in the attack, our general play in the attack was really, really good.
Anderson Julio usually goes directly to goal. To see him hold up and look for Rubio Rubin, is that something you've talked to him about, worked with him on? In a moment, he just turned over a new leaf. What happened?
No, I think it's been, again, it's been part of the process, and his understanding as well has improved tremendously. He's been a great one of form, and play similar to that app in training last week, I believe. And a couple of his teammates said that I was wide open in the box, and you're taking a shot from a bad angle. I think he's making good decisions and expressing when you're down, man. It was a top-notch play from Anderson, and obviously a fantastic position.
The last 20 or 30 minutes of the first half, is that as well the team has pressed and repressed in a long time?
Yeah, I think so. I think we kind of got away from that a little bit, and that's what I said to the guys after the game. These are our reactions. Or our reaction to get the shape quickly was as good as it's been. And again, against a team like Seattle that likes to play between the lines, like to bring their wingers in similar to what we do. They're a tough team to play, and the only way you can unsettle a team like that is by physically being better, and then mentally being sharp. And I think that type of work led to the second half. You don't always see it when you're doing it in real time. It's like wearing a boxer wearing another guy down with jabs. You're not going to knock him out now, but you're putting yourself in a good position to be able to do so later.
In the first half, there was a little bit of frustration with officiating. Maybe there was that scrum kind of at the end between players a little bit, and I feel like that can kind of be a crossroads at times between going a positive direction or a negative direction as a team, right? What was it in those first 6 minutes of the second half that you saw, that the team was able to react to maybe some of that frustration and get those two goals as quickly as they did?
Yeah, well, I think it was more, the guys wanted to get after it. I think it's just more, when opportunity meets preparedness, you have good luck. And so I think the guys were prepared. They came out. And that's why I said the first 10 minutes of the second half is going to be critical, right? We want the same reactions. We want the same bite. And the game's going to open up. And so I think the guys just came out and did a fantastic job to really worked their way into the game, and some fantastic goals tonight.
And then this was the first we've seen of Rubio for about a month or so. What have you seen from him this week in training? He's been back from the Guatemala national team.
Yeah, he's been sharp. When you come back from international duty,
there's a, I used to experience it myself, there's like a week-long force field you have, where the game at the international level is always going to be faster, decisions have to be made quicker. There's an air of confidence that follows you back, and he's been sharp at training. And you know, I think you know, with so many players that that we have up front, he's just finding a good position for him. He's played on the left for us in the past, and I think it's almost having like 3-4s on the field, and so the mindset is you want attacking players out there, but again, he did a really good job of defending in a tough situation as well. Again, so it's really about the guys working hard for each other. This is something that I've talked about since the beginning of the year, and it just feels like there's no quit in the team. And I think for me, that the mindset is the most important, and all the performance is an afterthought. When the mindset's right, we have the quality in this team to be a very good team in this league.
Next question. Paulo, thank you for your time. I want to go back kind of to the red card situation. Obviously, not ideal for any coach to have to deal with that situation. In the past, and maybe a tendency at times when a defender gets a red card is kind of to load up your team more defensively, especially when you have a lead. I noticed that you brought in Rubio and Anderson Julio. Can you kind of take us through that decision-making process and what the instruction was that you gave to Anderson Julio and Rubio?
Well, again, I think in those situations, you're obviously down the man, so making sure that he's doing a good job of dealing with a few center backs. And then once they progress the ball into our defensive third, his job is basically dealing with the six and one of their pivots, and then making sure one of our pivots is always stepping out. And I think tonight we did a really good job of neutralizing Gianpaolo and Albert and Oded as well. Pivots did a fantastic job. I mean, Oded continues to impress and really lead the grit and the engine room. Him and Pablo have been fantastic and have been really catalyst to what we've been able to achieve this point. And then Rubio's role was again, I think when you're down a man, you're going to have a lot of spaces open. And for me, it was just being really clear with Oviedo. Who's defending the half space and who's going out to the wide guy. And there's a couple times where they're defending the same line, which is always death for a team. And so making sure we're occupying different channels is really important for Rubio. And I think Bodie did the same thing with Bodie. And again, Bodie started his career as a winger, has not been a fantastic right back. And so those type of actions for Bodie are second nature. And so, and again, they're both attacking players. And sometimes you can bring in defenders. What that lends itself to from a player's perspective is when the coach goes, all right, let's bring in two center backs, the mentality is we're going to just drop it. And that's not what I want. We want guys on the field that when we get the ball, we can create an opportunity like we did in the second half. Rubio's goal really nailed it.
And then I kind of want to shift to talk about the defensive job by the guys today. A lot of combinations of a bunch of different guys, personnel coming in, obviously with the red card as well. Just can you talk about how pleased you are getting another clean sheet against a really good quality Seattle side, and how good some of the guys played, like Emeka, Nelly, Brian Oviedo?
They were all great. And again, in this phase, and in the form that we're currently in, all I talk about is defense. And obviously, because it is so important to win anything with good defending. If you go behind it with a team like Seattle, you're chasing it, And so, I mean, the buy-in from, Chicho and Danny and Saba and Luna, I mean, it's fantastic. And what that lends itself to is having more of the ball. And then when you have quality, the attacking will take care of itself. And I thought the center backs did a great job of providing really good angles and making them work defensively. I thought switching the point of attack was spot on today. For me, it was our most complete performance of the year.
Thanks, Pablo.
We're going to do two more questions, one each.
Hey, Pablo. Brendan from Random Fan Podcast. They sub three at half. Did that change anything tactically, or did you just have the confidence from the get-go?
No. We don't change. We do what we do. And I've said this in the past. I think good teams change. I think if you want to be great, you know what you're trying to achieve in all phases of the game so well that you force the other team to change. You know, I think that's just my mindset. And what it's lend itself to is a group of guys that doesn't matter who starts this game, who starts the next game, it's so clear as to our game model, style of play, you name it. Guy comes in, there's not a doubt when the ball's on that side of the field, what I'm meant to be doing. And that only comes from constant reinforcement. And so it's been 7 months that we've been working this. And so when they bring in three subs, then we got to keep doing what we're doing. And when they bring in two more, we got to keep doing what we're doing because it's working, right? And so that's the mindset that I coach from, and that's the mindset that the players have, is that everyone can step in and do a great job. And I think that's been really the secret of our success this year.
And one other thing, it was a little bit of a shock to see Vera up that far up the field on one of those plays. Is that something coached, or is that kind of a...
I think another big philosophical coaching tenet of mine is to allow the players to be who they are, right? Yeah, I never tell center backs to go on these long forays. I would never do that. However, that's a part of Vera's game, and he does it on Saturday, and I know he'll do it on Saturday because he does it on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then, so he likes to do that. So then how do we just have to make sure one of our midfielders holds in a good position. So instead of taking away what Chicho does, what Vera does, what any of you guys do, it's really how do we work around their strengths, not take away what, because again, I think this game has to be played with joy. And if a coach is saying, no, don't do that, then it's like, what am I doing this for? And so that's the way he expresses himself. And this week in training, he went on like a 70-yard jump and buried it upper 90. So I'd be silly as a coach to say not to do that, having seen what I've seen this week.
That's awesome.
Pablo, felicidades. This is going to be in Spanish, okay? Pablo, ya te preguntaron todo, así que te voy a hacer otra pregunta. El siguiente partido tiene una historia con el Real Salt Lake y su pasado. El sentimiento que hay en el público es grande. ¿Hay un sentimiento parecido contigo y con los jugadores? ¿Han hablado de eso? ¿Conocen del pasado y la historia del Real Salt Lake con el Monterrey?
Sí, yo conozco la historia. Era un partido donde podían ganar el Champions contra Monterrey. Pero para mí siempre es otro partido para mejorar. No lo veo como un partido que... No podemos ganar la Copa ganando con este partido. Tenemos que ganar este partido y seguir para adelante. O sea, vamos a mirar muchos videos el lunes sobre Monterrey. Sabemos que andan muy bien en la Liga MX y que siempre y tienen un grande historia y son un equipo muy grande. Creo que están número uno en el CONCACAF de todos los clubes en CONCACAF y sabemos que va a ser un desafío grande, pero tengo mucha confianza en nuestro grupo y espero que jugamos un buen partido y sacamos un buen resultado.
Gracias.
We are now going to go to the Zoom officials. John Pablo, I thought that you said that this was the team's most complete performance of the season, but I thought that Chicho individually was absolutely brilliant tonight, not just the goal he scored, but, you know, creating for others, the shot even though it was blocked that Jefferson eventually scored for the goal, his awareness when Seattle was a little scrambled there, just pick up the ball and have that shot, his vision, and the showing off his speed to get by Reagan and score that beautiful individual goal. I really thought that this was one of the more terrific individual performances we've seen from a player in a while.
Yeah, no, I thought Chicho was fantastic tonight. And again, I think we got to remember it's his fourth game with his team. And so I think relationships are starting to build. You understand, you know, his tendencies. He likes to drop into the pocket, which he's fantastic at. He likes to make runs at behind. So again, Pablo in training, you see the connection between Pablo and Chicho playing in behind. And so I think with more familiarity with his teammates, I think he'll continue to be
you know, killer in front of goal, a killer in our link up, and now more than ever, we're occupying the space right on top of the 18, which is something that we haven't been able to do in the past, and so he's definitely attracting a lot of players his way, and then when you have guys like Luna and Saba and the rest of the crew, it's really making us a better team. So I agree. I think he had a complete performance, and I couldn't be more happy with his integration with our group.
We are going to do one last question. Jada Evans.
Thank you. Just wanted to ask, obviously, Chicho changes your changes your team completely, but at the same time, you guys have also played very well against the Sounders at home. Does that factor in at all, or as far as the lead up, or a game like this could be tricky in the sense that you've had such strong success against them, and then expect to have that again?
No, we didn't talk about that leading up to this game. What we talk about is improving every day, and I think when you're in a decent run of form, I think the biggest impediment to growth is, I think, listening to all the outside noise and how good we are playing at the moment. And so for me, it was a really focused week of training. The guys were dialed in. And again, I think it's so cliche, but we want to win every game we play. And I think the only way to do that is to bust your tail Monday through Friday, work hard together, and make plays. And I think tonight we did all that.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the media members that attended today's press conference. Remind you guys that there's a match in Wednesday's final. Thank you for your coverage and thank you for your support.
And we'll have Chicho.
Felicidades una vez más, la estás haciendo bien y la verdad es que el equipo ha cambiado mucho contigo, pero cada vez que estás jugando te estás encontrando con los colombianos y se están agarrando ahí. Cuéntanos qué es lo que pasó en la jugada con ellos y luego siempre te hemos dado asado.
Chicho, obviously having a lot of success here, everything seems to be going your way. However, you're finding yourself in confrontations with several Colombians out there. What exactly happened today from your perspective?
Sí, bueno, gracias a Dios hemos podido encontrar un buen ritmo, pero esto no nos puede sacar de lo que queremos, de los objetivos que queremos durante el año. Y ha sido muy bueno que los compañeros me hayan acogido así, que el staff me haya acogido así, entonces. Como lo he dicho, siento que como si yo estuviera desde mucho tiempo acá, me lo hacen sentir así, entonces es más fácil para mí poder desarrollarme en lo futbolístico y en lo personal. Entonces, y en cuanto referente a la jugada que dijiste, pues bueno, todos conocemos los centrales de Seattle y sabemos que siempre van en los duelos a toda. Entonces, quería sacar un poquito de casillas a Jaymar y que le sacaran amarilla, pero bueno, se formó algo ahí que no quería y también obtuve una amarilla. Solo quería sacar un poco de casillas a Jaymar para que no fuera tan fuerte a los duelos y se regulara un poco más. Y bueno, creo que hemos sido un gran equipo el día de hoy. El esfuerzo de los compañeros cuando estábamos con 10 hombres fue fundamental y estoy muy feliz de todo el esfuerzo.
First of all, thank God, yes, we've been able to find a good rhythm here. What happened today cannot knock us out of that rhythm. I'm glad my teammates were able to defend so well, and I feel, like I said before, that I've been here for a very long time. It makes it easier for me to adjust and develop and, of course, grow on that personal level. In that play, yes, the midfielders with Seattle and ourselves, we know each other. We know that we'll duel against each other. I was trying to get a call there, and of course there was a yellow. I was trying to more or less regulate the game a little bit more, and I think overall we did great. The team was great today. And even with the 10 men, to be able to come out and have that kind of a performance, I'm very, very happy about that.
Thank you, Jada.
tuviste la oportunidad de enfrentar a Monterrey, tuviste en la Liga MX, tú sabes cómo juegan allá y eso te va a ayudar y colaborarás con tus compañeros de cómo es, ellos juegan, la idiosincrasia más o menos del fútbol mexicano.
You're of course familiar with Monterrey, Liga MX. What do you expect from that game, from that team? What's
the problem? Sí, bueno, sabemos el equipo que es Monterrey es un gran equipo de los grandes de México. Debemos respetarlos como tal. Sabemos que cada partido es diferente y que debemos estar fuertemente en lo mental. Pienso que tenemos que seguir el camino que llevamos, aplicar la intensidad que aplicamos en los partidos. Y en cuanto a la diferencia de liga, vamos a ver qué propone Monterrey, pero estamos en casa y vamos a salir a proponer nosotros. Obviamente es un partido de 90 minutos, tenemos que tener precauciones y estar organizados y a la hora de atacar ser el mismo equipo arrasante que fue hoy y obviamente vamos a salir a ganar.
Of course, we know that Monterrey is a great team. They're one of the big ones in Mexico. Of course, we want to respect them. But we also know that every game is very different. We have to continue to be mentally strong. We have to continue on the path we're currently on. And we'll see what Monterrey brings to the table. Of course, throughout the entire 90 minutes, I'm looking forward to see if we can stay organized and hopefully we go out there to win.
You know, teacher, corrígeme si estoy mal, pero te viste un poco frustrado en el primer tiempo. Por las pocas llegadas al arco que comencé a tener y también por lo físico que estaban jugando los defensas de Seattle, como ya hablaste de Gemma. ¿Qué cambió en el segundo tiempo que se abrieron tan fácilmente al principio del segundo tiempo?
Teacher, you looked a little frustrated on that first half due to calls or lack of calls. What changed between the first and second half?
Bueno, sabíamos lo que se iba a presentar en la primera parte, que iba a estar obviamente cerrado el partido, que iban a estar muy fuertes en los duelos, que iban a estar juntos a la hora de defender, pero ellos también tenían que salir a buscar en algún momento el partido. Entonces pienso que se abrieron un poco más los espacios en la segunda parte, obviamente ya con el desgaste físico que implementó el correr detrás de la pelota. Es bastante importante, entonces sabíamos que se podía presentar así y que en cualquier momento iba a aparecer los espacios para poder convertir algún gol y gracias a Dios se obtuvo el triunfo.
We knew that first half was going to be tough, we knew it was a close game and we knew it was going to be a challenge. But I think we knew we also had to come out that second half and win this game. We had to find open spaces and take on the challenge physically. We knew there would be issues like this, but like I said, we knew we could get a chance and have that open up opportunities for us.
¿Cuánto de los dos goles nos puede hablar de los dos? ¿Cómo estabas muy involucrado en los dos? Obviamente con la que viste y la que básicamente te dio asistencia a Jefferson.
Bueno, esos espacios se generan frente a dos transiciones que las hicimos muy bien. Obviamente sabíamos que teníamos que tener nuestro bloque defensivo bien para después poder atacar. Pienso que encontramos esos espacios donde el primer gol con un control dirigido puedo generarme mi espacio, donde me desequilibra el central, pero logro puntear la pelota y bueno, menos mal estuvo Savarino para poder estar ahí en la jugada. Y en cuanto el gol mío, pienso que fue un lindo gol, se dio las circunstancias así y obviamente agradecido con Dios y quería saludar a mis padres en Colombia, que esto es para ellos.
Of course, the spaces, I felt we did everything very well spaciously. We knew we had to be on lockdown defensively in order to be able to attack. I think we found the spaces very well. We were able to find goals, and thankfully, Sawa was there in one of those plays and was able to convert. In terms of my goal, I thought it was a great goal. I'm thankful to God, and of course, thankful for my parents in Colombia.
Gracias.
Chicho, on your goal tonight, you made that move on the defender to be able to break free, get the shot. Could you describe what you saw on that play? And then also, when you make a move like that, is that something that comes naturally to you, or are you planning that before the game, you know, in training, you're envisioning that, or is it just something that's natural to you?
Sobre tu gol, hiciste como un movimiento hacia el defensor para anotarse tu gol. ¿Es algo que te viene naturalmente? ¿Es algo que vienes pensando? ¿O cuál es el proceso mentalmente?
Bueno, a la hora de encarar al defensor, observo que él me brinda el espacio de afuera, que se perfila hacia afuera. Entonces, pensé que con una o dos fintas hacia el lado de adentro, él podía cambiar el perfil. Cuanto él cambiara el perfil, poder obtener el lado de afuera para que la reacción de él sea más lenta que la mía y poder generar mi espacio para patear. Entonces, fue algo que se generó al momento, pero cuando un defensor se te perfila hacia afuera, es buscar como que te dé el espacio de afuera para poder patear. Entonces, con una finta pude que se perfilara un poco más central y obtener ese espacio.
When it's time to get defensive, I really just observe a lot who's on the outside spaces, and I felt that inside he could switch any second, and I was just paying close attention and hope that his reactions were a lot slower than my movements to give me that opportunity to move the way that I wanted to. It's really just about how to find that open space, outside space, and be able to shoot and convert.
Chicho, thank you for your time. Obviously, you spent quite a bit of time with LAFC, go over to Mexico. Coming back to MLS, does it just feel natural to come back and keep scoring goals? And what has your experience been so far with RSL, joining them through this unbeaten streak?
Obviamente, has tenido tiempo aquí con la MLS, con Oasis, con LAFC, luego te fuiste, regresaste. ¿Se siente que ha sido una transición natural? What was your second part, sorry?
Just what has his experience been joining RSL through the
¿Cómo ha sido tu experiencia y tu
paso
desde que llegaste?
Bueno, como lo dije, no sería tan fácil mi adaptación si no fuera por mis compañeros. Gracias a Dios he encontrado un espacio donde pueda entrenar y desarrollarme al máximo para poder ofrecerle a mi equipo, en este caso que es Casoley, esa oportunidad de trabajar todos los días para poder mejorar como futbolista. Entonces, pienso que el trabajo va a ser futbolista y al equipo, entonces vamos por un buen camino y esperemos que este camino nos lleve a la gloria.
Like I said before, it wouldn't be as easy if it wasn't for the teammates that I have. I thank God that I found a space where I can train and do my best to be able to offer the best I have to my team, which is right now Salt Lake. The opportunity to work hard every day, to work hard to improve as a soccer player, I'm very thankful for all of that. We'll do one more question.
Or not. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Is anyone who would like to get started? All right, we'll go here and then work our way down, please.
Hey, Emeka, first of all, congratulations on the win tonight. Talk to us a little bit about that link-up play between you and Ojeda over on the right wing where you had a chance to go at goal. What was kind of that feeling going through that moment?
Yeah, I think it just went well. I know, I feel like whenever Sava tucks in a little bit, it allows me to go forward. And I think I played to Sava, then through to Ojeda, and I knew Ojeda was going to flick it. So I knew I was going to be kind of through. And then obviously, I think I took a good first touch. Go cut across the defender, and then I had to get a quick shot off because another defender was coming. And I tried to go to the near post, but I think the keeper made a good save. Hoping to get on the score sheet soon, you know, but I guess we'll see.
Hey man, when we spoke earlier, right, like a couple days after your debut, and you said one of your biggest goals and main goals was to get consistent minutes with this team. Here we are, starting League's Cup, and you've played like 1,499 minutes or more at this point of the season. How do you feel like you're doing towards that goal?
Yeah, I think it's going really well. I'm really, really happy, really excited for it. I think a lot of the hard work paid off, but obviously we're not finished yet. There's still league's cup right now, Open Cup semifinals, 10 MLS games left when we come back, so I just want to hopefully continue that.
How do you feel that you're overall adapting to that right back position?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when I first started there was a little bit, you know, a lot of new things to learn, but, you know, with your teammates there, with Pablo, with me as well, I think you learn really quickly. I think you have to adapt and learn really quickly to fit in. I think in training, the advice I've gotten, it's helped tremendously. And then obviously applying that into games as well has just helped me. So I think I get more comfortable with each game I play there, and I just want to, you know, continue that as well.
Thank you, Micah.
So tonight you defended against two players who were playing in the World Cup just 6 months ago, Jordan Morris and Nuhu. How did that affect you at all mentally? Did you look at that going into this game in any way, or was it just another day with a couple forwards coming to get you?
I think you always kind of know who you're going up against, but then at the same time, you know it's just another game. I think if you have confidence in yourself, then no matter who you're really going against, if you believe in your own abilities, you know, I think you can, most of the time at least, come up on top against some of those top players. So I think that's what I just tried to do.
And then you had an interesting start to the season where you weren't officially signed with RS Owen Club at least a couple weeks in. How was that transition and from the uncertainty of maybe you'll just be playing with the Monarchs to actually being on the first team and getting all these minutes?
Yeah, I think it was really tough for me. I think the biggest part for me is that, you know, when you get drafted, you're obviously not signed to the team. And then, like, I think a month and a half in, maybe, I had a quad injury, which I thought was only going to be, like, maybe a week, 2 weeks. But I ended up being out for 6 weeks, so like I kind of stagnated my contract process. So that whole time, I didn't know which contract I was gonna get, and I couldn't really play anymore, even show myself to the coaches and, you know, to the front office. So I think it was just staying positive in that moment. It was kind of tough. And then once I was able to get back in the field, you know, just working as hard as I can, and I'm glad it paid off right now. So.
What's up, Emeka? You're like the best. Not gonna lie. I had a question. What are you doing differently that is allowing you to be a starter? Like, what do you think is helping you do that?
Yeah, I think it's just, I think it's mainly the mentality and the hard work, because in training, you know, you have to train how you play. And so having that mentality in training and working as hard as you can in training, you'll see yourself perform better in those trainings, and then it'll look better in the game as well. So I think doing that and focusing on that has helped me kind of transition to a starter a little bit more. But at the same time, it's nice because Pablo likes to rotate a lot. So a lot of guys like me at the beginning that didn't have a lot of experience, we get our chance. And if you can get your chance and then take that chance, then you'll get more opportunities. So that's what's been going on so far.
Hey, Mac, thank you for your time. I'm not going to sugarcoat it at all. You had a dominant performance today, and Joseph mentioned some of the guys that you shut down. I'll throw Leo Chu into that mix as well. What specifically did Pablo do for you for the game plan for this game to help you excel in a defensive position, getting the shutout?
Yeah, I think not only this game, but I think recently some of the players have come against, especially I think the biggest piece of advice I got was when I was playing Zinye in Toronto, because he's one of those really quick players, likes to get in behind. He takes a touch, draws you in, plays, then runs. So I think it's really important to, you know, be aware of that once they pass it, they're trying to run behind you, and then try and get like an arm up or a body on them. And I was just talking to Brett actually like a couple minutes ago, and I think Jordan Morris in like the last maybe 5 or 10 minutes did the same thing. Like, tried to take a touch, I drew him in, he drew me in, passed, and then he was running. So you just have to be aware of that and be able to, you know, quickly move. So I did that and got the tackle, which I was really proud of, because something that I've kind of been working on, you know, making sure those defenders can't get in behind me, because that's what they're trying to do as often. So I think Pablo really helped me on that. I was at halftime in Toronto, and then just continuing to learn and grow on that as well.
And in the last year, in years prior for RSL, Aaron Herrera specifically, the same position that you've been playing quite a bit of, but right back, tended to get forward quite a bit in the attack, have a lot of crosses into the box. Has Pablo kind of talked to you about getting forward and kind of having a plan in place for you as far as when you do get forward in the attack?
I thought he kind of just trusts me to kind of, you know, make my own decisions on how the game is going.
If I feel like at the moment I can get fourth, then I'll get fourth. But at the same time, if I can't, then I don't think I will. But I think that's something that I'm always going to try and work on. I think maybe at the beginning, when I was playing right back, some of my positioning was a little bit off, and like my timing on going forward and stuff like that. But I think in the last couple games, it's gotten better. So I think just as I continue to get more comfortable and adapt to that position, I'll be able to get forward a little bit more, and then hopefully work on that final product.
Great. Thank you, Emeka. Yep.
Any other questions?
Thanks, Micah. Yep. So the post-game press conference for League Cup 2023 match between Real Salt Lake and Seattle Sounders, we have head coach Brent Smitser for Seattle Sounders. Coach, if you can start off with your thoughts on the match before we jump into questions here in person before going to Zoom.
Well, I don't have a lot other than I want to apologize to the fans that came from Seattle to watch us play, because that was not close to up to our standard, and we will try and correct that for our game against a very good Monterey team. It doesn't get easy, and also credit to RSL and Pablo for getting his team ready to go and play tonight.
We're going to go straight to questions on Zoom. We're going to start off with Nico Moreno.
Thank you, folks. Just wanted to get your take on maybe if you can pinpoint already what kind of went wrong with this game and what the thought process was on making three subs right at halftime. We don't really see you do that often, and why maybe those did not work. Thank you.
So RSL outcompeted us, won second balls. Certainly our possession was not very good. We would defend. You've seen us, Nico, sometimes our team, we defend, and we give an easy pass away. And then you have to defend for extended periods. We just weren't in sync offensively. Christian Roldan is in concussion protocol again, so that is something that we're just monitoring very carefully. Again, the player's safety is most important. And Leo Chu and Obed Vargas, I decided to take them because we needed fresh legs, more energy. I just thought we needed someone to try and change the game.
Thank you, Nico. Next question, Jada Evans.
Thank you. Coach, also with that, how much do you put in to the fact that the Raul, they had the hard challenge, like in the 48th minute early in the second half. Obviously, they were, trying to contest that from what the broadcast showed, and RSL goes down and scores. So, you were able to still be level, but how much did that kind of play a factor, your team getting distracted by not getting calls that they wanted?
Well, Jada, yes. The first minute and a half of the second half, we were going, we were playing, Raul had a chance. The people on the field wearing yellow jerseys were not the reason why we lost, and they were not the reason why RSL scored that goal. We have to make plays on our end of the field, and it didn't happen. So whatever, was it a foul on Raul or not? Certainly, there are rules that athletes have to follow. But the referee in that moment decided not to call a foul. I'm sure they checked it on VAR. They decided not to do anything, so the goal stood. And then the team didn't recover from that and allowed RSL to score the second goal, which was really the goal that put the game away.
Next question, Owen Murray.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, you guys have had success against teams that have gone down in the past. What do you usually do in that situation, and then what didn't work today?
Well, we didn't have anybody running in behind. Dylan Tevez and Alex on the right-hand side haven't had a ton of minutes together, but at least Dylan was active. Left-hand side wasn't very effective. I just didn't think we were able to, create anything. Raul was coming into the pockets. I needed him to stay closer to the goal. There were some you know, just some bad passes again, some sloppy passes. So, you know, sometimes when a team that's playing well and full of confidence like RSL, you know, they were able to withstand the pressure, and we were not able to score one goal to make it close at 2-1.
Before we continue with Zoom, we're going to do an in-person question. Go ahead.
David James, 97.5 The Zone, KUTV. You've prepared for RSL three times now. How is it different preparing for them with Chicho Arango? Not just obviously his talent, his ability to score goals, but what he does defensively and how he opens the game up for other players.
Well, he did do some defending, but that's not what he's known for. Let's be honest. You saw his quality on the second goal. Tremendous goal, good individual effort, and that's what you guys paid money for. Guy that scored goals in our league. He scored goals for LAFC, and he's, you know, rounding into form for RSL.
We continue with some questions. John Lupo.
Brian, after you guys went up a man, did you change your offensive strategy? And if you didn't, what wasn't working that you weren't able to take advantage of?
We tried to bring two forwards on. We only had one sub left, you know, because Yaimar was. Christian and Yaimar were subs that I hadn't planned on making, but we tried to bring Hebert on. It's tricky sometimes when there's 25 minutes to go and you only have one sub left. What if another player gets injured? You're playing 10 men again. But we felt we needed to get Hebert onto the field. The tactics were trying to get two forwards in front of the goal and give them some service, which we weren't able to do.
Owen
Murray,
you're
going to
ask your question again.
I just wanted to, how do you go about preparing for a Monterrey game, which is now a game that you need to win if you want to progress after this performance?
Well, we'll get back up on the horse. Look, we're a proud franchise. That locker room certainly is quiet, but I know there's competitive guys in there. There's guys that understand that we didn't play up to our standard, and you'll see a different team on Sunday.
We have a good question for Jada Evans. Jada, you have a question?
Yes, thank you. I just wanted an update on Nico. Heard on the broadcast I saw that he has an adductor injury. It's supposed to be precautionary. Can you give any more info on that?
Yeah, we could have used him tonight, but you know, he's got an adductor strain that prevented him from coming and playing tonight.
Nico Moreno again?
Coach, you know, after a result like this one, I mean, that's a proud team, a proud locker room, but is there something that is kind of like a wake-up call? Like, maybe there's got to be immediate changes? Like, is that something that you get back to work tomorrow? I mean, how do you go about that specifically?
We as a staff will certainly assess our performance. So the starting lineup, all of that sort of stuff starts with me. Did I put out the right starting lineup for tonight? Did we have the right tactics? We knew RSL was in a good run of form. Should we have changed the tactics? We'll watch the tape, Nico, and really digest that first 45 minutes. The thing is that even though we didn't play up to our standard, it was still 0-0 at halftime. And so at halftime, when we had to make the sub for Christian and I brought fresh legs on, I was hoping that would kind of energize the team. So we'll look at, you know, how we're going to play against Monterrey. We'll look at who's going to play against Monterrey. We'll have to do some damage control with some guys. And we'll put a good team out there. And we'll try and make sure that they are prepared, that they have the right tools to be successful.
We are going to do a last question with Felipe Maqueda.
Gracias, Coach Brian. Cielo no jugó a su estándar, como usted lo acaba de decir, pero hay un jugador que tenemos que resaltar, fue la actuación de Stefan Frey. ¿Me podría hablar un poco al respecto?
So the question is, obviously Cielo didn't have a good performance today, but the one that stood out was the goalkeeper Stefan Frey. If you can talk a little bit about his performance.
Yeah, he had a couple of good saves there. I do know that I think tonight was his 339 appearance for the team in the MLS era of our club, which ties Osvaldo Alonso for most appearances in the club. So that was a milestone.
Well, that last question. Thank you, Coach. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Surely we will.